Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for coming out today. Another spaces that we're doing over here from the roundtable. Got a pretty cool project today. Like I'm actually excited for this one. We've been doing a lot of meme coin spaces, a lot of gaming spaces. You guys can already see where my head's at in this market situation, but it's all good because we're gonna have a good time up here with Andy. A lot of the other speakers that most of you guys I know personally, some I've been following for a while. Excited to get this one going. We're pulling a few more up, doing a little bit of rotations, and we'll get this thing started in about 69 seconds. All right, well, that was might have felt like a little less than 69 seconds, but when you take Crypto World and our time into consideration, it was spot on. So want to say what's up to everybody. And, you know, we've got Andy coming up at the end, or a representative from there. We're going to do a little AMA, talk more about what they're doing there. I'm a fan of that whole group. I don't know, whatever those friends are. I recently just learned that Pepe has family. I mean, look at the kind of stuff you guys learn in Web3, guys. But what I want to say, what's going on to a lot of the guests, and we'll get some conversation going. Fitty, how you doing today? What's going on?
Fantastic, man. I saw our rates weren't pushed up, so another month of survival, another month of things will moon by a couple percent, hopefully. Maybe Bitcoin will come back. So I that was very bullish today. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me up, brother. How you doing?
Could be better. As soon as things hit 69K again, that's usually what puts a smile on my face. 69K, 169K, 169.69K. Those are the numbers I'm looking for. We're getting there though.
We're gonna be okay, bro. Here's what's gonna happen. The Biden administration sucks. They're gonna keep lowering, pushing, or keeping it stable, and then they're gonna try to give Trump a big salami sandwich when he gets in there. So I think a lot of people are panicky. They're watching the rates and all that, but I don't see them increasing anytime soon.
But isn't that like a nice thing to do when you're new, when the guy taking over your job comes along, you give him a sandwich? I mean, I wouldn't complain. Like I'll take a sandwich as long as it's fire. But block.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be too fire, but yeah.
Well, yeah, we made like different types of salami, but what we all like is meme coins. Block. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm just looking at the. Oh fuck, dude. I'm looking at these coins. I'm looking at Bitcoin down 4%. I'm looking at ETH down almost 1%. And I'm looking at Solana up 4%. Like, what's going on? Like, what do you think is going on there, David?
Hey, I mean, as long as it's not down 69%, I don't even flinch, bro. Like, we're out here in the trenches. Like, what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%. All good. Spoonicus, what's going on? How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on. Just excited to see that all these people for months and months that have been calling meme coin scams are sitting there in their vaporware coins down 20%, and my meme coin portfolio is up 30% in the last 3 hours. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh man, I got to copy trade you. Mine's going in the opposite direction. Solana Sweeper. What's going on? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Excited to talk about meme coins. And I think the market is doing a lot better than a lot of people thought. I mean, we had, I think a lot of people thought we were going to get a pretty big dump today. We got a little pump and then now we're back down. But, you know, at least we haven't broken through the lows. So we're chilling.
All right. Hey, there we go. We're chilling and we're all chilling up here on a spaces together, about to be chilling with Andy at the end. I kind of want to just jump right into it. So anyone that I didn't give a second for an intro, as soon as I call on you, just raise your hand if you want to contribute. And then, you know, you give us your favorite meme coins. But I want to go through all of you guys. I mean, what is something that's happened in the meme coin space over the past 24 hours that just shocked you? I mean, I'm sure you guys see a lot. Like, I want something that's going to just make me realize, oh, my God. Either we're back or we're never coming back. But since we got no hands up, I like to play eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and I'm just going to call on somebody. So, Block, I see your laser eyes. Over to you.
You were going to call him. Dude, I don't have anything. Like, dude, like you said, we've seen it all. Nothing's surprising me at the moment, man. I think it's interesting to see that, you know, everybody is just, you see a little blood in the water. You see some red. Everybody is getting all like panties up in a bunch. It's like, that's kind of interesting to see, the emotion of so many traders on crypto Twitter at the moment. But to be honest, like, there's not a specific meme coin that I'm looking at. I am looking at just a lot of, like, dude, there's so many new launches, and we've spoken about that before, like all the new launches that we've been having. But it's just more of the same. Just every day it's more of the fucking same, man.
I mean, to me, there's nothing surprising. You know, I think for maybe to other people it's surprising if they look at the charts right now and they look at meme tokens. If you look across the board right now, right? I think the average crypto Twitter OG influencer, if you gave them the charts that I'm sitting in right now and they took a look at it, I don't think they would understand what's happening. I think they would be shocked. I think those of us in the meme world are not shocked. You know, like cat coins like Michi or Giku or Nine Cat, all up, you know, 50%, 30%. They were already starting to pump days ago. And what's clear to me, but what may be shocking to people on the outside, is that retail that's been coming in, these people that I talk to that are in these tokens that are buying these things, they don't care about the big orange coin. They don't even look at the chart. They basically, if they hear it's going down or people, they'll get out, you know, they'll get on the sidelines, they'll wait for the little dump to finish. And then as soon as it looks like it stopped dumping, they ape right back into their coins. And the thing is, most of these people, the only reason that I see most of these meme charts see blood is not because that the holders or the cult following are selling when Bitcoin dumps. It's the trading bots. The trading bots and their algos will dump. That creates a cascade effect. You'll see a dump. You'll see some panic sellers that dump after that. But for the most part, these people are just holding these things. They don't even open the charts and look at the Bitcoins, you know?
Yeah, dude. Bitcoin is a hedge against inflation, and meme coins are a hedge against.
If you're in a token that's under a million market cap that has maybe a few trading bots in it, right? For the most part, people that are sitting in these 100K, 200K market caps, they haven't even been impacted by any of the macro market conditions over the last 2 weeks. They don't care what the Fed says. They don't know who Powell is. They don't even know who the vice president is. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't care. These people work three jobs. They have 3 hours to spend on the couch before they go to bed between DoorDash and Uber shifts. And all they want to do is they want to go in. They want to make a few hundred bucks a week, you know, so they don't have to work an extra shift. They don't give a shit about all this stuff us crypto Twitter guys talk about. I'm telling you.
No, man, that's a great point. I mean, to me, Mario over here is vice president and Elon's a president. But I want to throw this over to Andy. What's up?
Hey, man, what's going on? Thanks for having us up. I hear a lot of the same things, you know, over and over again about how, you know, there's not too many things that are interesting out there. And, you know, I keep looking at charts and, you know, they all look the same. But, you know, they're when it comes to the meme coin, man, I mean, there's a reason Solana's up today. I think that chain has done such a tremendous job of cornering the meme market. And, it, especially with you know, getting more of the normie crowd in there because, you know, I think it's a little more mainstream and it attracts new investors and it gives people an opportunity to have low gas fees. Like you said, these people only want to make a couple hundred dollars. They don't want to spend $18, $19, $20 on a transaction. So I think that the whole Solana ecosystem is doing so well at cornering this meme market. And we've seen it with so many amazing projects that, you know, just alone on the Solana, you know, network in the last couple of months alone.
I mean, guys, wake up. Look at the Michi chart. In 3 hours, the last 3 hours, it's pumped from 50 million to 80 million. Okay. The duck chart, the DUK chart, okay, it pumped from like 4 million up to like almost 7 million before it retraced in the last few hours. Like Nyan Cat on Sol pumped from like 700K up to 1.6 million before the retrace the last few hours. Like it's just, you know, I don't know what other people are looking at. Maybe they're chasing new launches and they're still getting wrecked by pump funds and they're gambling. But if you look at a lot of these like established charts that have been around, they've already gone through a first or second leg and they've already had a cult following for some time and they've just been, you know, coiling up, you know, these things, there's so many charts out here right now that you could get into at the bottoms that are just primed to run. Look at pumps on Solana. I mean, everything just looks like it's ready to skyrocket. And all I see on OG crypto Twitter is people, you know, bear posting. I think we're living in two different bubbles here.
Yeah, and I think that's what one of the beauties of Andy is like, you know, like you just said, you know, next week we're going to hit the 2 month mark, you know, an all time high of almost 60 million and sitting around 3.5 right now. It's such a good time to grab a bag of something with such a solid, vivid community that's like, you know, going through its second leg. So, you know, you make a really good point about that. You know, a lot of these good coins are coming back now.
Oh man, excellent takes, both of you. I want to throw this over to Dynasty, and then I've got a question. Like, that all of you sound like some meme coin experts. I'm going to take the opportunity to get some alpha of my own. And like, what do you guys look for when it comes to these meme coin communities? I mean, especially on Solana. I know each chain has its own particular culture. I'm curious how things really are on Solana and what you guys specifically look for. But before that, who had their hand up? Was it Dynasty?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right, go for
guys.
It.
Appreciate all you guys up here. You guys do incredible things for the entire space. So I just wanted to give props and respect where it's due. But just getting back to that previous topic, what is surprising to me about one consistent thing that we always see is the panicking. Like the space will always have dips. It's always going to, like, it's never up only. And whenever we come into this entire state of the entire market being down for a certain amount of days, which feels like a certain amount of months or like a year in this space, for some reason crypto time moves differently. It just is what it is, but it always comes back. Like, we are so resilient as a whole that people just like forget it. They panic, they sell out, they exit. And then before you know it, they're like, wow, I just should have held. I just should have did my research and, you know, gave myself some more education, listening to all of these, you know, you top guys up here who speak about the market and the conditions and just educate yourself. And that's the most important part of the space.
You know, what's interesting is you actually go into these communities and you go into the VC chats, right? 3 months ago, when these meme tokens first launched, people were not in voice chats. That was not a thing. In fact, to Solana, you have to remember, on Solana, up until November, December, there weren't even telegrams. You know, when one of the first couple tokens came over in October to Solana, or launched on Solana, when before the Pith airdrops, before liquidity started to hit the system, you know, it was mainly an NFT community, and they hated Telegram. They thought it was scammy. They didn't want to go in there. And very quickly it evolved, and then it became Telegram. Now you go in and there's voice chats. You see people talking in voice chats. And one of the interesting things is I went into this coin called Hedge, HGGE, okay? And I saw this thing moving and no influencers were talking about it. Nobody was talking about it. I think a follower put in my replies and said, hey, check this out. And I went in there and I went in the voice chat and I talked to these people. Not one person out of those 30 people in the voice chat owned anything other than that Hedge token. They found out about it on a subreddit called Solana Meme Tokens that's brand new on Reddit, where they allow shilling of like Solana memes. And it's not, you know, like these other subreddits that are very anti crypto, anti token. People are just having a good time talking about what they're in. The dev is still active. These people that are coming to this ecosystem, they haven't been scammed over the last several months, like most of us, or rugged, or done over by pre-sales or whatever, what have you. Right. So they still are full of belief. They the hopium is there. And this is the kind of new liquidity that's coming in this ecosystem. And, you know, and this token has been outperforming, like, you know, 95% of like other tokens I've been looking at. And nobody even knows about it because it was all organic. And I think we're starting to see more and more of this type of stuff as well, where I think previously it was a lot of these big ETH groups or Anon groups coming over and launching pre-sales and teams. And you have like, you know, Mew token and Menakai and all these sort of like VC backed insider backed tokens and stuff like that. And I think like we're going through this new phase where we are starting to slowly see some new retail come in and liquidity. And they're totally, they don't even know any of these tokens existed or exist. They're just kind of like, oh, I found this on Reddit or my friend told me about it. And like, you know, I think it's going to do well, so I'm just going to hold it. And Bitcoin was dumping and dumping, and they're on the VC, and they don't even, it's like they don't have even no idea what's going on in the macro.
Wow, that's an excellent take. So a lot of it is really dependent on the community. Like, what do you guys look for specifically within these communities? Like, do you want that crazy degeneracy, people tattooing on themselves? Or, I don't know, is there something different now? I want to throw it over to Fitty.
Thank you for that. Let me tell you what I'm looking at, but nobody really looks at. People look at market caps. They look at communities. They look at all the stuff, and communities are fantastic as soon as the market cap is great. But the market cap drops, the community drops. And people don't talk about this, but I do. I look at wallet holders. Like, there's a project I called on, and I'm actually working on it. It's on Base. I like the Base network right now. I think Base is great. It's called Pola, P-O-L-A. They were at 800,000 yesterday. Today, there are 2 million because on Base, there's not a ton of competition, and they're going to normies. They're going to a lot of normies. They had a commercial during the Laker game 2 days ago, Coinbase. So Base network, there's like 5 or 6 tokens. They're all sitting at 5, 10, 20, 30 million. You know, I'm jumping into any DGEN token over there, making a bunch of money. So look at Base and look at wallet holders. They're sitting at like almost 1.8, 1.9 million. Last time I looked, they have 11.4 thousand holders, which means even if somebody took a profit, they're going to come back. They held the moon back. So I look at holder count. That's a huge thing.
Yeah. On Solana,
dude, I am looking at political coins right now. With what's going on with the Biden administration right now, dude, people are just sick of it. People are sick of what's going on in our country with the campuses and colleges. And I'm going to tell you right now, all of these coins right now, like Moon Trump is one that I really like. And I know there's a few Trump ones. And the reason I like that, I'm finding out there's big names that are actually a part of the Trump organization that are getting behind some of these tokens. So Moon Trump, I love. There's a Miro, I love on Solana. It's been building. It's Raj's dog. They've been killing it. So there's a lot of good coins people should be looking at. But right now, people are still sleeping on Base. Base, it's early. It's very early. But one of the problems I had with Base is, when Frente came out, swap was super hard. So I told these guys, it would be cool if you guys could figure out how to swap this right on your site. Their dev jumps on, created a swap where you can go on polo.com and just literally swap Sol or Ethereum right into Base and make it seamless. So I just think people are sleeping on new stuff. They're staying on the same thing. They're doing the same thing always. Some of these bigger tokens are fantastic that you guys have mentioned. I have a big moonbag on them. But don't sleep on Base projects and don't sleep on political coins right now. That is going to be the meta going forward.
Well, first of all, I haven't mentioned any big projects. Number two, yes, I agree with you that the wallet distribution is a huge deal. That's why I think when I talk to people that have been in the meme game for a long time, a lot of them are starting to flow their liquidity back into like the Harambes, the Stan tokens, the used car tokens with 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 wallets distributed that have had like 2 months of flushing out a lot of the toxic whales, the people holding 2-3% supplies. You know, it's creating an environment now where I think it's going to be time for some of these OG tokens to shine in mid-May and June when alt season kicks off, because you do have these larger distributions now, and you also have a lot less sell pressure than you get in a lot of these, you know, newer tokens where you jump in and people have sniped 3% supply, 4% supply. Because that is the most difficult thing right now, I think, is knowing, like, you know, the wallet distribution of these meme tokens you get into, because you have a combination of things going on. You have teams that hire devs to use the Jito API to bundle swap and snipe their own supply. And that can be a good thing. It can create supply shock. We saw that with Panke and other tokens where the teams did, you know, use that for supply shock and to hold those tokens back. But also, if they're not burning them, right, what are they using them for? And we hear this thing like, oh, we're going to use it for marketing. I've been a part of tokens that I've helped them pump to 60 mil without spending more than 10 grand on marketing or influencers. That's nonsense. You don't need to spend millions of dollars on advertising for a meme token. That's ridiculous. So you have that aspect. You also now have these CTOs, which, you know, is great. And there's a lot of great CTOs that are pumping right now. But the problem is when you see CTO now, people have gotten wise to it. So what they're doing is they're finding these sleeper tokens. They're going with their buddies. They're quietly accumulating 20, 30, 40% supply. And then they go, bang, they announce a CTO, they hire an alpha caller, and then you get in there and you just get dumped on. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges right now is just kind of navigating these meme tokens and figuring out like who holds the supply in these situations, because it makes such a huge difference, especially these smaller market caps. When you got people dumping 1% clips in an hour on your head, it's really difficult for them to kind of take off.
Oh man, what alpha was just dropped in here? Holy shit. Do you guys have alpha groups? Can you like add me to a group chat or something? And on top of that, toxic whales. I know on Bitcoin, we got ancient Bitcoin whale. We have more species of whales in crypto than there is in the ocean. That's a fun fact for everybody. But I want to throw it over to another speaker we haven't heard from. Hexy, what do you think about all this? Give us some thoughts.
I just like, similarly to what I was saying last time we were on the spaces, I just think that like the meme season, this cycle is going to be a huge meme cycle. And we had remnants of this last cycle when Shiba Inu was like the number one performer, and then Dogecoin. That was they were the ones that really got the retail crowd in. I've not used Base yet, but I do like what the guy was saying a minute ago about they're attracting sort of like the retail investors. Now, obviously, when retail comes in, it's usually the top of the market, right? But I think a lot of retail guys are going to come in a little early this cycle, and as they're making money, the more people that actually make money, the more they're going to talk about it. Everyone knows a guy who got rich on some random shitcoin. So I'm very bullish. I think this cycle is going to be huge, especially for meme coins. I think the days of the blue chip, although the blue chips are going to do well, I think the days of the blue chip are done, man. I think it's all about meme coins moving into the next one, 100%.
Oh, hey, there we go. Love the bullish outlook. I want to ask someone else up here, Solana Sweeper. You got Solana in your name. Your PFP is an ordinal. How do you feel about Base?
So Base, the way I look at Base is if Coinbase ever turns it on, turns the spigot on, then Base will be one of the best performing places for meme coins. Until they don't do that, then I think you'll have what's been going on there. Recently, you had like the Brett token, all the stuff happened with that. So I think it's a great place to trade to get like familiar with, but I don't think it can compete with Solana until Coinbase like makes it more open to their users, because they have, what, 100 million users or whatever number of users they have on their platform. So until they make it super easy to go from Coinbase to Base and for people to trade meme coins, like maybe they make a special section in their app for that. Until they do that, I don't think it will be able to compete with Solana. But if it does do that, then Base basically has saved Ethereum, because right now Ethereum is kind of on the way out.
Bro, I'll be honest with you. If you look at what Base is doing right now, I mean, Jesse's been in my CryptoPunk group chat for the last probably 3 years. If you look at what they're doing, they've been sitting there watching people complain about ETH gas fees. So what they've done, they said, okay, we'll take you guys over to ETH. You can use Ethereum and you can basically pay no gas. And the crazy thing, what people aren't understanding, when I'm up 5x on a Base project, I'm up 5x times 3,000, not $150. That's what people aren't getting yet. So when you're up 10x, you're using Ethereum, which is making you a hell of a lot more profits. I just turned $1,000 into $35,000 on there in 2 days. And all of the Base projects are pumping. That's the crazy part, because there's not a ton of competition. I'm still very bullish on Solana. Don't get me wrong. I'm very bullish on Solana. But I think Base is the future, because they are about to come out with a native token. Once they do that, it's game over.
You really think they're going to come out with a native token?
Why is it game over? What do you mean game over?
Basically, they come out with a native token. It makes it super simple. They start going to the normies. You just basically have their token like BNB did, or like Crow has. Now you've got a native token where you don't have to do that whole thing where you wait for your money or trying to figure out the swap.
You name two tokens on the decline.
Don't we see a native token for Coinbase?
I want to keep this on meme coins. We can talk about Base and whatever all day long.
I don't know. There's just a big proclamation. It's like game over. Base is taking over.
Imagine the memes of Brian Armstrong carrying Vitalik like a baby if Base does somehow save Ethereum. But you know, to get back into meme coins, guys. I mean, Solana meme coins, Base meme coins. It's all, as long as it's got no gas, that's pretty much what I'm focused on. And I also love the community aspect, the whole degeneracy, which I think is a major thing out here in Web3. Like tokenized attention, people are competing. You're going to get all sorts of crazy stuff happening. Hexy, over to you.
Just real quick, whilst we're on the subject, I know you want to move on, you want to go back on some meme quiz. Whilst we're on the subject of like network effect and like which network is going to take over, I think all of you guys are sleeping on Pulse Chain, man. Pulse Chain is going to be a massive, massive networker moving into this next cycle.
Oh my goodness.
Penny transactions.
Why
is
there always one Pulse guy?
Hold on.
There's actually three up here right now,
dude. Hold on a second. I'm going to throw Ada. Cardano's taking over. If he's going to throw Pulse, I'm throwing Cardano in there.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But whatever.
Pulse Cardano. Oh my God, guys. Well, as long as they got meme coins on them, we could do a space on it. Like, show me a ticker. Send me a pre-sale address or something. I am all with it. Money Gang, I want to throw it over to you. Give us some thoughts.
Yeah, man, I'm loving the hype around meme coins. I love the fact. Here's what I love about meme coins is the fact that I can go to my mates, I can go to my normies, and go to my friends and go, I've made more money than your S&P 500. And I've done better than your investment in a house or having a mortgage or anything like that. So for me, that's like the big thing, that a dog image on a picture of a coin is doing better than their best investment portfolio, like their best investment thesis. And they have, I just love that because it pisses them off so much. And obviously, I'm not trying to offend any boomers in here, but you know, boomer money says it's got to be all sensible and we can't do stupid stuff like buy meme coins and send it to the moon. But hey, why not? This is the season for it. This is how we're going to make our money. We want thousands of X's. We want to be in degen stuff. It's like, it's virality. It's the excitement. It's the community. It's the emotions. It's the ups and downs. And it's being in a kind of cult, really. So I love it, man. I think we're going to have a massive, massive cycle this cycle. And it's great to see. It's great to see coins launching all the time. Obviously, not all of them are going to work out well, but it's great to be in it.
Oh, man, absolutely love that take. And you kind of reset the room for us. I feel like before we were having a food fight in the cafeteria, like we're back in high school, but now things have calmed down a little bit.
Well, it's like the two most competing, you know, like base guys will say, hey, we're the new alpha. Solana guys will be like, no, we're the ones, we're the place for the meme coins. It's great to see a little bit of competitiveness, I think.
Volume validates my theory that we are all in high school again.
But you know what's interesting? So I am not a base guy or a Solana guy. I'm an Ethereum guy. Like, honestly, I come from Ethereum. But lately, you know, everybody's playing casino. I'll play. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be left out. If everybody's at the Caesar's Palace throwing craps, I'm going to be throwing sevens and 11s with you. I'm going where the best thing, and I'm trying to create honest information for people. And I'm saying we've been in NFTs talking about onboarding. How do you onboard normies? Coinbase has insurance. I have a friend of mine who plays professional baseball. He will only buy with a Coinbase wallet because he's like, I'm scared of putting my own, you know, ledger. I travel half the year. So Coinbase will insures NFTs, insures token, where you can call them. Something happens, you lose it. They'll actually recover it for you. So, and I'm not even a big centralization maxi. I'm not even a base maxi. I'm just saying these guys are doing things that we should have been looking at a long time ago because they're basically allowing you to trade Ethereum with no gas, no transaction fees, which is bullish. That's all I'm saying.
I'm a DeFi guy, man. Like, I love decentralization, even with meme coins as well. You know, I know that Coinbase has been around for a long period of time. And we used to say the same thing about FTX back in the day as well. And then look what happened with Sam Bankman-Fried. It's like, I do worry about that side of things. I don't want
to
be too aligned.
Talk to people in Asia. Talk to people in Indonesia or Korea or Japan about Coinbase. They'll look at you like you're an idiot. They're like, what are you talking about, Coinbase? I don't have access to Coinbase. I mean, Coinbase is, I guess, great when we're talking about North America, but you know, there are other countries and people entertaining in the meme space. And I do agree, though. Like, I think Coinbase will introduce a new wave of retail, but we're already seeing people download Phantom Wallet in record numbers, right? Use PayPal to buy some tokens, swap it into Phantom, and go on Jupiter and start trading their meme tokens in a matter of an hour. You know, I was on the phone 4 months ago with a grandmother in her 70s, okay, trying to help her open a MetaMask and onboard through Coinbase, it was a nightmare, right? I mean, you know, because there are these millionaire clubs, like these people that are trying to get into the meme tokens that are not just 20-year-old somethings. It's VCs, it's even your grandparents who have, you know, money on the side that, you know, like have been playing in crypto and they're tired of like catching Pepe coin when it already pumped to $2 billion on Binance. They want to get in on the casino too. And so I think anything that makes it easily accessible is great. Coinbase wallet, Phantom wallet. I'm pro all of that. And I do think I want to go back to meme tokens. And to talk to what you're talking about, Fitty, I do agree with you that I think people are kind of shying away from base right now. And now is a great opportunity to get in base. In fact, if you look at like CAT tokens blowing up right now and you look at what's bottomed out and what's great entry heading into the next couple weeks, look at KeyCat. I mean, just look at that thing waiting for somebody to just ape into it and ride that thing to Valhalla. So I agree. I think there's a lot of opportunities on base right now, too.
I'd be interested to know, like, does the space, which meme coin is going to be the first ETF? Like, which meme coin will have an ETF? Which will be the first one?
Can you imagine a meme token getting an ETF before ETH? The heads that would explode over on the ETH maxis?
I'll be honest with you. Pepe could be that one. I mean, Pepe's been doing some crazy stuff. And now I'm hearing that 2016 Pepe is good, too. I'm actually bullish on that one, too. So I don't know. That would be exciting.
Do you not think it would probably just be Dogecoin because it's like the most popularized one? Yes. And Elon spoke about it and stuff. Here's the OG meme coin, you know?
If we realize anything, it's never what we think is going to happen. It's never what we expect is going to happen. How many times have we seen and thought something's going to happen and that's not it?
I don't know.
If Elon remember the market cap of Doge in last cycle before it pumped? It wasn't $1 billion. It was much lower. So I think you need to be setting your sights at like coins that have a community that are going to be willing to show it to their friends. Those are the communities that are going to send this cycle, in my opinion. I think Binance is a really good example of that.
I agree. Like, it's the ones that are where people are talking about, the ones that are doing something, because right now we're DJing, we're having fun, but sooner or later people are going to want to go to sleep with their tokens. They're going to want to wake up and not worry about it. It's the one that figures out how to stabilize their token. That's the one they're going to do that with, and it's going to happen. I said it before.
Completely like wrong for meme coins, though. The reason people like meme coins is because of the volatility. You're 100%. Not going to like a stable meme coin just sounds weird.
Yeah, but Pepe's stable. Like, I would say Pepe right now.
I wouldn't say it's stable, bro. I hold Pepe. That thing's swinging up and down.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but look,
that's swinging, bro. My portfolio went down like 60%.
Yeah, if you're at $3 billion or $2 billion, I'll take that swing. You get what I'm saying? I'd rather take a swing of that than $2 million going to zero.
You're talking about market cap achievements, right? Once I get to $1, $2, $3 billion, right? I get you. But one of the things that I think is kind of a hidden issue with some of these meme tokens, and I don't know if it's going to bite us later, is some of these liquidity per market cap ratios, I think, are going to be interesting to see how they play out long term, because a lot of these tokens that are pumping now that are CTO took over and stuff like that, they have like, you know, 8%. You know, liquidity to market cap ratios, maybe 10%, right? And you know, and how does that look when you're at a $2 or $3 billion market cap? Now, granted, you have things like you know, Jupiter DLMM pools and Camino vaults and people throwing liquidity and liquidity providers and Orca and stuff like that. But you know, do we really want to be relying on DeFi liquidity providers versus like having, you know, tokens with like a 20% ratio or whatever that get up to these higher market? I don't know. I'm just posing the question. Is this going to be something that's a concern later in the cycle, you know, these ratios?
No, man, definitely something to think on. A lot of alpha. We've got about 5 minutes left, then we're going to throw this one over to Andy, do a little AMA, Q&A, find out more about what they're doing. Before that, I mean, I want to ask everybody one last question before we get to that segment. What needs to happen for meme coins, for this entire area of the space to really get elevated and taken to the next level? Is it only liquidity? Is it only, you know, retail money coming in? Or is there some other catalyst, something else that we're really missing to, you know, take everything to the next step? Money Gang, go for it.
I was going to say that probably getting, I don't want to be too derogatory when I say this, but getting boomers to really understand that they should put part of their investment portfolio into it. Let's be real, right? the guys with the most money is the boomers. It's the guys who've been sitting on millions of dollars. And you know, you start off with like maybe a stable coin, then you get them into kind of the kind of blue chip, your Bitcoin, maybe your Ethereum as well. But then you go, look, let's go down to the casino. Let's put a little bit, let's put 1% on red or black. And in red and on red and black, we're talking about meme coin, right? You see that Pepe, you see that dog with hat, you see that Dogecoin, go buy some. And so when you see that big money, I know that retail is great, right? Of course, someone wants to buy $100 worth of some sort of meme coin. But imagine if someone can bring over a few hundred grand's worth and you get a few of them, they can really move markets. Whales move markets. And that's the most important thing. And we've seen that also. I know some of the guys don't like it. We've seen that with Pulsechain as well, where the Bro token went crazy. That's BitBoy's token that he launched on Pulsechain. But those whales make markets. And so if we can get whales into meme coins, or the boomer money into meme coins, just like put it under their nose, that's where I think we'll see some real, real mad adoption. And maybe one day it can be a currency of the world.
I love that take. Spoonicus, go for it.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of factors, right? So I think we're already starting to see a couple different catalysts. Number one, small VCs are already launching their own tokens quietly, okay? They're hiring dev teams, they're hiring front-facing people, they're hiding behind them and they're launching them because IDOs are dead. They know people don't trust IDOs, these vaporware tokens with token unlocks and grant slush funds. And, you know, they with white papers and all this nonsense that people are, this next generation is kind of catching on to this. So a lot of, you're getting some small VCs getting into it, right? Also these, like you said, these boomer investment groups, like people with fuck you money, okay, that made their money in the dot-com boom, or even people on Apple stock in their 70s are starting to try and get into the casino as well, right? Because to them, gambling $10,000 on a meme token, if it goes to zero, they don't care, right? To them, it's just entertainment, right? And I think that's the aspect that attracts people. It's the entertainment, the gambling aspect at these smaller market caps. And of course, once you get to the 1, 2, 3 billion on the Binance and stuff like that, those will attract, you know, and onboard boomers. But the third thing is we're starting to see two other things. Crypto Banter, huge audience, launched their own fair launch meme token. They video documented how they sniped their own supply, how they put it in airdrop wallets. There was no influencers, no insiders, how they walled off all of their team in the office. Nobody even knew what was going on. It was just a dev and ran and blah, blah, blah. And so they launched their own token, right, Gummy. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this goes, because they're introducing kind of the old NFT gimmicks of staking and stuff like that as well. But also, I'm talking to brand managers at companies that are interested in these communities. They're interested in how hard they raid on Twitter and they pump engagement on social media metrics. And they're interested in trying to see how can they do partnerships with these trusted tokens or trusted communities without also risking their brand. And so they're trying to navigate this as well. So I think if you start to see some bigger corporations or companies reach out to some of these more established or higher market cap tokens and start to cut deals and do like brand relationships and like, you know, partnerships, that may also tend to start to grow trust with people in Web2 as well.
Oh man, that sounds mega bullish. I would love to see something like that. Go for it, Fitty.
So I love the question, by the way, and I'm going to be real quick. I know you don't have a lot of time, but I think that when I go into space, when I talk to people, people need to learn how to trade. I think people don't know how to trade. They dump the charts. They buy the charts. They're too emotional, sitting there staring at the charts. And I think that's what really needs to happen. Like if people have a big position, they made a big bag, they got in 60,000 market cap, now they're sitting at 3 million, don't go selling all your Solana because you're going to dump that chart. And I think there needs to be education courses on how to trade properly so you don't hurt yourself or other people. That's going to be the big thing. I mean, really, that's what's been missing from meme coins, because every space you go on, you hear that word, don't cheat the chart, don't cheat the chart. Well, if people understood how to trade, and actually, they would actually make more money for themselves and for other people. So that's what's really been missing, and that's what I like. And I've actually reached out to a couple people about doing some of these kind of spaces to educate people how to trade properly to make more money. That's kind of my two cents, real quick.
Yo, I would
love that. And we're getting to that time of the space. It's gonna have to go over to Andy and Dynasty. Both of you guys, Solana speaker, Solana. Oh man, Solana Sweeper and GDR Token, appreciate you guys coming. We're going to have other spaces and we would love to have you back. Oh man, speaking of the Jeets, I think I'm blaming the dump on Mark Zuckerberg and the Jeets. Mark needs to know that you are not supposed to give out bearish news like that. I don't know what he's doing, missing out all the alpha in these spaces. But Dynasty and Andy, thanks for coming, guys, and for, you know, being here with us today. This is all about you right now, and I mean, I wanna dive right into it. Like, give us a brief overview of Andy.
Go ahead, Andy, from the main. You want to take this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, Andy's a Solana meme coin. We've, been around for almost 2 months now. And, something you were saying, David, earlier about, you know, you were learning about, where Andy came from, right? So a quick background, it's part of the Boys Club, which is a comic strip made by Matt Fury, who's the designer, creator, and artist behind it all. That's where Pepe came from. That's where Brett came from, as well as Andy and Wolf, for example, and a plethora of other characters. There's quite a few. So that's the narrative background on our coin, is that Andy is part of the Boys Club. Each chain kind of has their own distinctive character. Obviously, ETH's on Pepe. Pepe's on ETH, and you have Brett on base, and you do have Andy on Solana. We came ripping out of the gates on March 8th. Smacked about $57 million market cap and retraced a bit. But I mean, long and short of it is that we are a meme coin on the highest meme coin volume chain, which is Solana, obviously. Some of the things that we've already accomplished, is that our Twitter account is absolutely rocking. I mean, we have the gold check mark, as you can see, which is fairly difficult to get in Web3, I will be honest. It involves us actually having a company, which we started and have incorporated, which is super neat. That being said, we have, 15,000 plus organic users, and our posts reach thousands and thousands of eyes. So it's pretty incredible. Besides that, we have over 15,000 holders just alone on our DEXs, with up to about, I think, another 35,000 to 50,000 more on our central exchanges. But we're a very consistent team. The team is double digits. We've been working on this project, as I mentioned, several times for 2 months. Consistency is key when it comes to these types of tokens. Regardless of what the market cap was, you see us, grinding, working with the community. At this point, it's just a community we're building stronger and stronger every day to keep pushing us. We've had, almost every influencer on crypto Twitter and every call you could think of has talked about us. And we're not relying on them to keep talking about us in order to achieve the next leg. We're relying on the team, and most importantly, the community. We can't expect other people to talk about us if the community isn't. So, our main focus is, today and moving forward, are building our community up and just getting that second, third, fourth leg back and bringing Andy back to all-time highs. I mean, something else is our content creation is immaculate. Over the course of the last 60 days, we haven't duplicated our content. We've had, five different designers on board with us at different times, creating new visions. But, as we were saying, consistency is key. We consistently bring out content, bring out the vibes, and are always engaging with the community. So that's the long and short of it.
Oh, man, absolutely. Love that. Like, you got to love a team where the dev be Devin and the Twitter be tweeting. Like, what more could you ask for over here? You kind of answered the next question I was going to ask you. Why buy Andy? Like, I'm sold. But why should these other hotshot meme coin traders buy Andy?
Well, I mean, obviously, from a biased perspective, I'm going to say, because it's the best thing out there. But I mean, that's not the truth. Nothing's going to be the best thing out there. You have to feel connected to the meme and connected to the community. So, when you see all of these charts and these projects that die within a couple of days and weeks, you want to look for something that's there, that's been around and has a foundation. And to be honest, I mean, that's Andy. I mean, go on our Twitter, see the, 20, 30, 40 comments each post, see the, 12,000 different views that we get on all of our content, just vibe with the community. And if you like it, buy it. And if you don't like the vibe, then go and find another chart. Right. But we're not, we're not going to sit here and say that, we're going to make you rich overnight. We're going to let you know that we're going to be working with you. And we expect the people who buy to be part of our community and work with us. Nothing happens overnight. 60 days in, we have hundreds and hundreds more to go. And if you want to be part of something that will, make you feel better at the end of the day, actually let you sleep at night because you don't have to worry about, getting shot down to zero, then that's Andy. I mean, it's simple as that. Great content, great community, and a kick-ass team. That's it.
Oh, man, absolutely love that. And I do think I have to say, even though it holds no legal merit, D-Y-O-R, do your own research, and NFA guys, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know all the acronyms we like to use. But next question. Oh, Dynasty, go for it. Over to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to tap in on that. What this entire space is sort of missing compared to what the last bull run and the previous markets and all that, the entire space has gotten so lazy. It's become complacent. It has become expected, and people take things for granted. Obviously, with the way the market is right now, everyone needs to understand that nothing, if it comes easy, it's going to go easy. And I know all of our parents, when we try to tell our parents or whatever it is, your significant others, about how lucrative this space is, that they just don't understand, right? What comes easy goes easy. But it really comes down to the amount of work. Like, what you put into something is what you're going to get, is basically what you're going to get out of it. And when you take the time and build something from the floor up, from the foundation up, you get a different sense of success, a different sense of accomplishment. You get to see how communities are from a high to the very low. You get to see true character and integrity of teams and people and communities. And that is what this entire space is made of. I mean, a year ago, there was no shield and raid bots. People got on Twitter and raided because they knew that's what it took to be successful. Like when SHIB and Doges and all that stuff blew up, the real OGs in the game know what it takes. They know the demographics that you need to reach. There's different ways of reaching them, right? And when you have a team that has gone from an all-time high to a low and start building back up, like, you have to relay a foundation. It's all about how strong your floor is. And when you get the ability to create that with a community, with a project, with people, with real life people, like, we literally gave one of our content creators we bought her a brand new laptop. She's from the Philippines. She's like, my stuff's overheating. Like, we're like, yo, we need you here. We sent enough soul, said, go order yourself a brand new MacBook, the best you could get, and continue to create for us. We've done giveaways. Like, this is what this space needs to get into their head. Everyone in this space needs to stop relying on easy X's and get back to supporting each other and the entire space, because at the end of the day, it's going to make the entire space easier and better and more enjoyable again. Instead of going into a toxic Telegram, like, this entire space has changed. And we are trying to bring and project and portray what it is to be back in the old days of trading and get back to the whole mentality, the HODL mentality, because this is where money is made. This is where lives are going to be changed, is right now. And it's starting right now. This entire market is so bloody. It's so bloody. But guess what? When you have we have held, our floor is held. We're resilient. We're consistent. And we literally throw that out every single day. It's part of the grind, man. And once people get that back in their head, the space is changing in front of our eyes. Everyone, every single person listening right now, it's going to make you a better trader. It's going to make projects. It's going to make people more money, support your families, your future, your dreams. It's all part of the game, man. So please, let's start working together again.
I have to counter that, though, because I want to be careful here, because that OG HODL mentality is what gets a lot of people wrecked. All right. This is a system, and this is an ecosystem that is a casino. If you don't take aggressive profits, okay, if you think that that teams that are spending, and I hate to say this because I've done it with used cars, I've spent hours and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I bought used cars for people and content creators. I agree, builders and building stuff is great, and we should, you know, reward those people. But unfortunately, the ecosystem doesn't always operate that way. And I think people need to understand, like, these meme tokens at these market cap levels, like, you should be taking aggressive profits when you see it. The market is volatile. You know, yes, when they get to higher market caps, if you want to buy and hold them and there's less volatility, okay. And I agree. I love the idea of the hopium and the ethos of we're going to build together and we're all going to make it. I just don't think the market is that way anymore. I saw too many NFT builders get completely crushed because they believed that if we just work hard, you know, and we all hold, we're going to make it. And I just don't think the ecosystem operates that way. I just don't look at it that way.
At the end of the day,
Dynasty, go for it.
At the end of the day, I understand what you're saying. You have to protect yourself because everyone else is looking out for their own selves these days. And I understand that. I'm not talking in a literal sense of an entirety of your trades. What I more or less mean is when you do your due diligence and you do your homework and you find good teams, your conviction plays, you can get away from that daily mentality of I'm going to take my X's. The market is ruthless and I get that. But when you take those profits, you should be finding if you're at the liberty of your financial situation to be able to invest into other projects, find those good teams and figure them out. And do your it doesn't mean you have to ape in the first day you see them. Get in there and watch the behavioral patterns, right? Patterns is a very good visualization and future resemblance of what's going to happen. So when you get your conviction plays, take them, study, and throw them in and just chill and watch and allow things to take its course. That's what I mean. I don't mean in the entire market, hold everything you buy, because of course, that's not realistic. We understand the entire space has gone to this. You can't trust anyone, and I get that. But when you have a consistent, resilient team that is doing it for 2 months at a clip or a month at a clip and they're still here, like it's time to start changing those aspects of the way you're looking at the market.
Oh man, absolutely love that. And I don't know what it is about you, Dynasty, but you just have that delivery and that voice. Like, where can I vote for you? I want to vote for you. I want to vote for Andy. I mean, something else. While you're at it, what do you think the potential is here? I mean, where do you think this is going?
Well, man, look, if I want to manifest, you know, dreams, of course, I would love, and it's not even for my own bag, for the team bag, for any of that. It's more for the community that has been grinding day in and day out is, of course, to bring it back to an all-time high. Let's get into the bull run and let's build something exceptional because the narrative, it's a never-ending catalyst. I mean, you got Pepe on ETH. You got Brett on base who is crushing stuff. Pepe, of course, just reached all-time high. I mean, you have to give the love and respect to the respective chains. And this entire crypto meme coin space is about to see more liquidity in that we have ever seen. Each bull run gets better, gets stronger, gets more experienced, gets more knowledgeable. And for the first time, everything is going to be focused on meme coins. So it's all about narratives. Literally, everything is about narratives and volume. And unfortunately, it's about what the market chooses. However, to answer your question, like what do I want to see? I want to see 100 million. I want to see something that literally carves a name, a spot out on that Mount Rushmore of meme coins, of course. And what better future or idea or manifestation than to throw Andy up on that Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah, and you're 100% right, because when you look at Andy and you look at the 10,000-foot view, I mean, the project is – it has everything for – $100 million project, the content, the team, the structure, the work ethic. I mean, everything's there. There's the only thing missing really is just the market, which we can't control. But what we are doing is we're being consistent in everything that we can control. And that's just shown, you know, with very little, you know, eyes. If you were to look, you'd see it very quickly. So, I mean, everything is there. We just need the market. We just need everything else to fall into place, but you know, it'll happen. And we're very confident that it will.
Hey, I believe you, especially the way that Dynasty's been talking. Like, he could tell me anything, and I probably believe it. So don't take that too far, Dynasty. Don't do that to me. One thing I want to ask both of you guys, I mean, what makes Andy the special one out of the entire bunch? Like, you know, you've said three of them. I've also heard that there's even more. Like, Lord knows how many meme coins we actually have on this planet. What's so special about Andy in here?
I think the entirety of all of this is what I touched on before, that this space has really gone to a lie, cheat, and steal sort of PTSD mentality, just like Spoonicus was saying, like, take your exes, protect yourself, you know, preserve your liquidity and your capital. And what we have been putting out there, look, if the team wanted to bounce, if the project wanted to go a different way, You don't think a 55, I mean, some projects reach a million and they go down to 10K faster than they like. So we sat at an all time high and we still are grinding just as hard now at day 50, 52 than we were at day one, at day 15, at the all time high day. Like what it's, when you look deeper into a project these days, you just can't trust things. But you have to trust time in the space. You have to trust the amount of hard work that has been going in. And look, how can anyone see an all-time high of close to 60 million and come down to a $4 million floor and be confident and be resilient and be consistent? No, like it's tough, man. Look, we're humans at the end of the day. And there's a sense of accomplishment where we haven't succeeded. And that's what continues to drive me. That's what continues to drive the team. And that's what we try to instill in the community. So what we have that's different is the resiliency part of it. We're not going anywhere, whether we're at all-time high, all-time low, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, like we're humans and we're bringing integrity and character to the project. And that's what we're pushing.
But Dynasty, you have succeeded. You have succeeded though. And I want to get, cause I can hear the frustration in your voice. And I want to give some props to Dynasty because, you know, we've been through this with used car. It pumped to 60 million. We've been through the whole, like, it's never going to come back again. And, you know, we have a huge cult of a community that's still stuck there. And, you know, we bottomed out at 3.8 million and now it's 6 million. And it does. It takes time. And I do firmly believe that the Andes, the used cars, the Harambes, these with solid teams that have been putting in the time, the content, look at Stan's content, you know, the videos and, you know, the amount of money that's invested in putting out rich content that's fun and entertaining. I do firmly believe that, yes, I think everybody should put a little bit of these types of tokens in their wallet and just hold on to them. Because you guys have been successful. You went from 60 mil, you bottomed out, and you're still alive. You didn't die, right? You're still crunching. So I just want to give you props to say, listen, yes, believe your own words, man. Like, you're going to make it, and it's going to be fine. Because when this liquidity starts smacking into the system, when alt season kicks in between mid-May and July, and then when we get more liquidity in towards the end of the bull run, there will be people looking for that stability at those market caps between 10, 30, 40, whatever million. And I think, you know, those tokens, like you guys, are going to do a fantastic job. So I want to give you guys props.
Oh, man, absolutely love that. I want to thank everybody for coming out today. All of the listeners, especially the speakers. This was awesome. First time I've ever live bought something. And Dynasty, I don't know what it is about you. Your voice is just, I don't know, bro. Maybe Donald Trump will hit you up or something. But last question I want to end this with for you guys. I mean, where do you see Andy in the next 5 years? Are you guys going on the Sphere? Are you going on top of the Eiffel Tower? Or is the next Sphinx in Egypt going to be Andy?
You know what's funny is we've discussed the Sphere ad and all that and the cost, and we've looked like pretty deep into it. I mean, I'll go get a spot in Vegas right now and just scour that building on how to make this work. But yeah, I mean, look, 5 years, bro, and crypto is like 100 years. That's like locking liquidity for 6969 years, right? But look, we just want to change the game. We want to bring a different mentality, a different thought process, a different sense of trust back to the space of what it was. I know it's far-fetched. And what we say, a lot of people are going to say this and that and have their own perceptions. This entire space is about perception and all of that. But 5 years, man, come on. Can we be a Pepe? Of course we can. It's about what the market chooses. I'm not up here begging anyone to buy. I'm just giving what we're doing, what our mentality is and what our vision is. And we're putting it on the table and saying, hey, who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust some random pump fund crap? Or a bunch of CTOs that happen literally day in and day out after 45 minutes of launching? Or are you going to trust a project who's been here for 60 days, putting in the same amount of work as they were from day one to day six? Like, there's different movements in this space. There's different levels to this game. And once people start to understand that, that's what we're putting to the table. That's what we're bringing to our community and to future investors. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's work together.
Oh, man. Let's fucking go. Oh, bro, you got me hyped up the way that I usually get other people hyped up.
Let's go. I don't know what it was
about this space, but I had an awesome time. appreciate all of the listeners for coming out, all of the speakers for coming up. Dynasty, I'm going to give it to you for any last thoughts. Keep my adrenaline pumping. But after that, we're going to close this one out for the day. All right, yeah. Guys. Well, yeah. Andy, you go for it.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, guys. All I got to say is that for anyone who's looking to learn more about the project, feel free to jump on our socials. As I said, we have a massive team. We're going to be around for a while. We're going to be moving the needle every day we can. Join. What I could say is just tweet us. You know, say, "Hey, Andy, what's up? Great community you got here. There. Engage with us. We're here, and we'll give you a shout out. Join us in Telegram, and for everyone who's already a member, a holder, we thank you. And Dynasty, you've once again crushed it. So thanks again, guys, for listening to us. And
we hey, hope guys, to, everyone up here, also, we really appreciate everything you're doing. All the speakers up here, everyone who's tuned in, there's like close to over 4,000 people. When we work together, when we come together and we do what we do, all the people up here with massive followings, you guys have done things the right way in order to build those followings. And so just keep doing it. And of course the hosts, like you guys bring incredible value to the space. So tune in, follow everyone up here, man, support each other. It's all about making money at the end of the day, supporting our families and each other. So when we start to move this way again, like the entire space is going to benefit. And all love, guys. Appreciate you, man. Thanks again.
Oh, there we go. And once again, thanks to all the listeners for coming out, all the speakers for coming up. This was an awesome space. Make sure you're following Andy. Make sure you vote for Dynasty, whichever president in whichever country he runs for. And all the other speakers up here, I mean, I see them all the time, meme coin spaces. This is really the time to be paying attention and make sure that you are looking into the right things, following the right people. Hope everybody has a great day, and we will catch you on the next space.